creativity unique, not a rehash of the Nazi philosophy. We creators believe that Adolf Hitler was a pioneer who made a tremendous breakthrough for the white race. But unfortunately, he did not break the back of the Jewish monster. On the contrary, the Jews emerged victorious from the ashes of a defeated Germany. When World War II ended, the Jews were 10 times more powerful than before that Holocaust began. Now, over 60 years later, they have further consolidated that power and tightened their death grip on the world and on the white race. It remains up to us, the present generation of the white people, to break that Jewish stronghold. Nobody else will do it for us. We creators have learnt much from the Nazi experience and the mistake made in dealing with the Jewish monster. National Socialism was the first mighty breakthrough for the white race, but it was not the total answer. In creativity, the white race finally has the total answer to the problems of white racial survival, expansion, and advancement. We creators have come up with a completely different approach and use the same weapons the Jews have used so successfully for over 3,500 years, namely the power of religion. There are at least 8 fundamental differences between the creativity movement and the Nazi movement, which have been outlined in expanding creativity and building a whiter and brighter world. Whereas the concern of Hitler and the Nazi movement was to save Germany from the enemies that surrounded her, the overwhelming goal of the Church of the Creator is to save the white race and ensure the survival, expansion, and advancement of the white race on a worldwide basis. We preach not nationalism, but racialism. Hitler himself stated that the Nazi movement was a political movement exclusively for the Germans and not for export. Creativity is, in contrast, a religious movement designed for global proportions to embrace all the white peoples of this planet Earth. Whereas Hitler never tackled the issue of Jewish Christianity, and in fact, sometimes even mildly identified with it, we confront Christianity head-on, expose its treacherous and deceitful nature, and its Jewish origins. Hitler left us a burdensome legacy that still lingers on in the minds of many of his admirers, and that is that the Jewish problem must be solved as a political problem. We creators say, not so. It is a religious problem that can only be solved by replacing Jewish Christianity with a powerful racial religion for the white race. In the one and only, true and revolutionary white racial religion creativity, we have such a solution. Whereas the Nazi movement took a harsh and hostile stance towards many of its white neighbors, the French, the Poles, the Czechs, etc., creativity, on the other hand, seeks to embrace and unite all the white peoples of the world in the spirit of white racial loyalty and solidarity. Whereas Hitler formed a military alliance with one of the more powerful mud races, namely the Japanese, to help kill white peoples, to us creators this is sheer treason and must never happen again. A cardinal rule of the Church of the Creator is, never, never again shall the white race engage in suicidal warfare against its own kind, but concentrate its power and hostility instead against its racial enemies, Jews, niggers, and the mud races. Our mythos is the American scene of our white pioneering forefathers, Manifest Destiny and the Winning of the West, which we consider as the finest chapter in the history of the entire white race. In contrast, the Nazi mythos was narrowly nationalistic in orientation, with the exclusive emphasis on German language and history. We shun the personality cult approach to the overwhelming problem that confronts us and rely instead on logic and common sense, on the experience of history, and on the eternal laws of nature as the broad and solid base upon which to build our powerful religious movement for white racial survival, expansion, and advancement. We must not get into the rut of merely rehashing the problem endlessly. We must instead direct our energies constructively towards solving the problem by building a massive white racial movement. Creativity is the solution. There will never be a better time to get our act together than now. We will not get a second chance. If the white race isn't worth saving, what is? The work of creators everywhere is to restore the natural instincts nature gave to the white race.